hearing how your spirit haunts me. Your unrest turns in my belly and I am reduced to fingers and thumbs. I clap my hands, stomp my feet, shout and sing, giving voice to every element and accent of we. Recovering from revolutionary suicide attempts, I haven't forgotten you, hearing. I would have brought you soup. I won't set roses upon your grave. My work involves shovels, I dig. My work involves hammers, I build. My work involves torches, I burn. My tongue, salty with your memory, I miss you tremendously. Your spirit still speaks, reaching far beyond the mask of Afro pics and balled up fists, reaching for handfuls of skies if dreams can be manipulated by fingers. You're still trapped inside my psyche like an open wound, clotted blood and ears from hemorrhages of compromise, comfortable as bloody pillowcases. You can get used to anything. I sing for you, Huey. As if your spirit only waited for me to wear you, I bear your burden as a truth teller taking up arms. You call me from my resting place to serve my loved one's compassion in carefully woven stews, in handmade bowls. We remember community this way. We remember you this way. We honor us this way. We carry picks and pistols and prayers in our pockets, stretch fingers toward the sky and close fists once we can feel you. The struggle to embrace ourselves enough to overcome is still a struggle. I haven't forgotten you, hero. I pour chicken noodle libations in your honor while I respect my lips, my tongue, my voice enough to use them. I see your shadow dance in the flicker of every candle. I see your afro in spring trees and I'm sorry that they hated you, hero. When you couldn't perform miracles in anything more than the appearance of work, sacrifice, discipline, change is no magic trick, and they let you die for this. As stamping out a torch, laying down a hammer, burying a shovel and shooting up instead of out, and I wonder if it's a lost cause, Huey. Loving my community so unconditionally when the streets digest the blood and bones of slain soldiers and pave over their remains like so many unmarked graves. We've been lulled by dropping bodies so deep in a trance we don't remember what hope is. Only the ignorant pray, the rest of us get used to it, as even bad dreams are less alarming than waking to this. And who are we to free the unwilling? Perhaps your spirit calls to spill my blood onto the street so we can finally meet. Perhaps you need me the way I need you, and we can only rest when together. You deserve a love letter from me to you, Huey. I will never forget you. The struggle continues.